to my skin, I wanna feel love.
What can you tell me about your song, Drifting Away?
Sure. It's kind of a end of a relationship song and wanting something better and sort of feeling like you deserve something better or something more than what you have that doesn't feel like it's kind of serving you anymore.
You worked with some great producers on this record. Tell me about them.
Yeah, I worked with a few different producer songwriters. Rich Jacques, who's he's LA-based. We wrote "We Are Fire" together, and he's won a Grammy and works with Lisa Loeb, and. I loved working with him and his kind of studio mate, Bill Leffler. We worked on a song called Drifting Away. And then Vancouver-based Nigel Asselin, who worked with me on Bleeding on the Dance Floor. And then the kind of overall producer of the record was Marcus Perkin, who worked on all the songs with me, and we recorded the band and did all the recordings in Montreal, and he's worked with like Stars and The National and Arcade Fire and a bunch of amazing bands like that.
You're in some great company.
Yeah, definitely.
How do you approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or does the music more often come to you first?
Before it was always my lyrics, and now I would say it's like maybe 50-50. I'm kind of getting more experimental just with the music stuff and the melodies and trying to find different melodies. So, I'd say probably 50-50. A lot of the time, they also come together. Like, you know, I'll have some kind of a lyrical idea, and then you also have like kind of a rhythm and melody in mind, and then I kind of go from there. But yeah, it's a little bit different every time. But of course, like my lyrics are a big part of my music.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
I think both. I used to always think that I would just be, you know, that my favorite thing was to write and record. And now I feel like, because I've toured so much and I really love playing to an audience. And so I think both of those things like really give me a lot of energy and serve a different part of me.
You have toured very extensively and performed at lots of great festivals and shared the stage with artists like Cat Empire and Bruce Coburn. I'm sure there have been tons of amazing shows, but can you tell me about one that stands out in your mind as a very memorable one?
I think my favorite show so far was actually a workshop that I did at Edmonton Folk Fest with three amazing artists, which was Passenger and Tallest Man on Earth and The Staves. And I got to host the workshop, and in the end, we all sang one of my songs, and it was kind of a really magical moment.
You were just recently awarded two Independent Music Awards at Canadian Music Week for Songwriter of the Year and Singer-Songwriter of the Year, and you're currently nominated for Recording of the Year and Pop Artist of the Year at this year's Western Canadian Music Awards, as well as having collected a number of other awards and nominations along the way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Which of your musical achievements makes you feel the most proud?
I think being nominated or, you know, winning Songwriter of the Year, I think is probably what I feel most proud of, because I strive to be a good songwriter, and so being recognized in that category is definitely, you know, makes me pretty proud.
We're just heading into festival season, and I know you have some exciting ones coming up. What's on the horizon for you over the coming months?
Tomorrow I head to Chicago and Cambridge, Illinois, and Boston and New York with my friend Ben Cunder. We're going to go on a little 10-day U.S. tour. And then I have some festivals. I have Atlin Music Festival, Squamish Consolation Festival, and, you know, some shows, and then the Europe tour in the fall. And yeah, a bunch of stuff coming up.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of upcoming performances and any new releases that might be on the way?
Yeah, it's sarahmcdougall.com. And then I have Instagram and Facebook and all those things too.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with the new remix of your song Bleeding on the Dance Floor. What can you tell me about that one?
It's a song kind of inspired by someone that I know who is pretty destructive, and it's kind of about two lost people finding each other on the dance floor.
It's a great song. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
to the high and low. So you sleep away the day and go out in the night. You reach for anyone, another broken in the bar, who gets you high and holds you in the dark. I fall into you, you fall into me. I fall into you, and you fall into me. Me.